This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on it. Number 1.
This is 5 on It with Layla Rahimi and Mark Grody. In for Marshall Harris. Here's the first question. Are you ready for some Bears football on Sunday at noon this weekend?
Are you ready for some football? Sunny and noon party? I don't know who's starting except for Tyson Bagent. We're going to get it started.
Hey, I heard on this show earlier today from a caller.
The crew's all set. The crowd is psyched. And all my rowdy friends are here on Sunday afternoon.
Your face is hilarious right now. You are hilarious.
Because, you know, I'm just being super sarcastic.
No, because you're so determined, too. It's like, it's beautiful. It's adorable. I'm just going to say it.
Are you ready for some football?
That was like my first exposure to Hank the Third, and thankfully my only one.
Is that all you have for the Bears? Your excitement, the song? I think that's fine.
I'm watching the game regardless.
I got you.
A, it is my job. Okay. B, if there's football on, I am watching.
Oh, I will be watching.
C, I'm still trying to figure out who the two starters are on each side of the football who don't get the day off.
Let me tell you, I realized I was different than most people in my much younger days when I wasn't in this business. And we would go out with friends to watch Bears preseason games. Now, most of my friends would be like, okay, let's leave after the first quarter. And to me, that was a non-starter. I was like, what do you mean? Leave the bar after the first quarter and do something else. I want to see every single quarterback. I need Bears football, have always needed Bears football. So when it's there, I'm watching it. By the way, a couple of Bears notes,
Wait,
if I may.
All your rowdy friends were here for Saturday afternoon.
They were always there with me and wondering, my friend Fez, who you met, like, you could ask Fez would be like, dude, let's get out of here, let's go do something else right now. I was like, no, I want to see this. I want to see what Eric Kramer is gonna do here in this first half. Okay,
did you also, like, I did this when I was really young. I was like, I gotta watch this NFL draft, and I was 13.
Yeah.
And my dad is like, what are you doing? He's like, why are you watching this dark room and these people you don't know and this guy with the slick back hair and the glasses? You know who I'm talking about. Mel Kiper talking about the NFL. He's like, why are you watching this? And I'm like, I don't know, Dad. I think it's a good idea. I need to learn more about football, so I'm going to watch the NFL draft. And he's like, why would you do this to yourself on a weekend? Little did he know I would continue to do it for the rest of my life.
They ain't like us. The first skirmish of the day between Bears and Dolphins comes during a punt drill. Looked like Jonathan Owens was in the middle of it, per Chris Emma. Per our friend Courtney Cronin, Andrew Billings walked off the field with trainers after looking like he got his left ankle rolled up a move in the ball period. Important to note from Courtney that he walked off the field. So we shall see. Boy, yeah, that boy.
I can't handle another season with a non-healthy Andrew Billings.
No, we know how important he is, and Jaquan Brisker is after missing most of those guys for the crucial part of the season.
I saw the run defense after he left. It gives me the nightmares.
Oh, yeah.
5 on number 2.
So that means you're ready? You're ready for Sunday?
I am. Did I not make that clear? I'm ready. I have my press pass. You guys saw my giant Bears all-access press pass when you came in here today?
Wasn't it Frank and Alan Dan or something? That was Dennis Leary for a minute.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it wasn't Dennis Leary. It was Dennis Miller.
Dennis Miller.
Yes, and
thank
then
you
had Tony Kornheiser took a shot at it. Remember that?
Was it Rush on Rush, Monday Night Football?
No, Rush was on, like, the pregame show, I want to say. Pre and post, because he was a big football fan, and that's before the country was divided. Like, imagine that. A political talk show host in this day and age for either side going on a football show. The world has changed, Layla.
What are we talking about?
I think he's part of it.
I think I was a fetus when this happened.
He's talking,
I don't know what you're
talking about. Rush Limbaugh.
You are.
Wait, he did football? Oh, he did football? Oh, cool.
He did.
Man.
No, it's crazy to
not
consider.
Cool, but like,
so I got to teach Grody how to not get hacked, and I've got to teach you about Rush Limbaugh.
You should have seen
why I said cool to Rush Limbaugh. I hate
Layla
that.
Went in. She was just barking out orders to me during the break, telling me what to do. I appreciate it because I need help.
So the second question on five on it.
Yeah.
Pivot, transition. We talked about injuries right there. On Thursday, we saw a flurry of players leave practice, like cornerback Kyler Gordon and offensive tackle Darnell Wright. Here's the question. Besides quarterback Caleb Williams, what player's absence would hurt the Bears the most if they were out due to injury this season?
I almost feel like we're cursing somebody if this happens. We're putting the Ziggy on them. Mm. We're mushing them. In
Knock
the words
wood.
Of Danny Parkins. Robbie, you know Danny because you're his mini-me.
He's the not cutest, here. He can't hurt us.
The cutest thing ever was Danny talking to Robbie, and I just kept saying Danny was talking to himself, and he's like, I'm talking to Robbie. And then he's like, oh, I get your
That's
joke.
That's my daddy.
Danny, your daddy? Wait, Ronji?
He just looked so proud to talk to you whenever
daddy
he would talk to you.
Daddy needs a sleep.
Still the grossest thing I've ever heard in my life. Not even close. Vomit blood. Okay, so I feel like I'm putting the Ziggy on somebody, but I'm not. I would like to say I'm not putting the Ziggy on somebody because it's a hypothetical. Drew Dahlman, so help me. I need you in bubble wrap. I need you to walk around in bubble wrap. I need everybody to protect Drew Dahlman at all costs. He's my guy. I need him healthy.
He's your Manungay?
I need this to make sense. Badly.
I see your Drew Dahlman. And I'm going to... Dahlman's... And I am going to raise you a Joe Tooney. So we were not that far apart on this. It's about the offensive line with the Bears. It's where the season was ripped off last year because all the pieces were in place. The quarterback just had to walk in and he would have the weapons. The defense is ahead of the offense. And then, oh, we all overestimated the idea of getting past or getting through a mediocre offensive line. So, yeah. And again, Layla, my favorite thing about the practices that I've been to is looking at those three guys on the interior, Drew Dahlman, Joe Tooney, and Jonah Jackson, and just be like, okay, finally, finally they took care of that. And to Olin Kreutz's surprise and elation, they spent money on the offensive line. They went and got the best guys on the damn market. So, yes, that's the answer. That's the answer. Anybody on the offensive line. There is no other answer.
Oh, also, thanks, 331. Monday Night Football's Hank Jr. Thank you. Yeah, I knew it just wasn't the original Hank.
It's actually Hank Jr.
And
the
he
way
said
he
Hank the Third
it?
Is an entirely different artist, also a better human than Hank Jr. Okay,
gotcha.
All of that is valid.
Check.
But was it the original
Five
Hank? No.
It.
Number three.
So the ratings for the new Madden video game have come out.
Dun, 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 dun.
And Bears quarterback Caleb Williams was given a rating of 75. Is that accurate or an insult to our guest at 1 o'clock, Mr. Caleb Williams?
You know what you have to do in these times. The number one rule of reporting when it comes to Madden is you gotta ask the player what he thinks about his Madden rating. That's just how this works. You've got to give somebody the chance to rebut. And if I were a professional athlete and I had a Madden rating, I would also be critical of my Madden rating because that's life. So we're going to ask Caleb Williams about his Madden rating. As far as what I think about it, no, I think that's too low.
What would, since I don't necessarily speak Madden letter grades or the number, what would a letter grade for a 75 be for the people like me and other people in the audience that don't speak Madden?
It would be a C.
Yeah, it would be a C.
Because it's a 100 scale, yeah.
Okay. I would give him higher too. I don't think he's a C student. I would also project a little bit better for a guy going into his second year with Ben Dam Johnson, with the weapons around him, and maybe it hasn't clicked yet, but yeah, I think that's a little bit too low. But well, yeah, you're right. We will ask Caleb Williams about that.
Well, also a good way to illustrate the Madden ratings is by going to the players who had the 100 rating. Like, for example, that was something you could get in previous versions of Madden. I think the common thought process now is that the best in modern Madden was Michael Vick. He was part of the 99 club, 99 out of 100. Jerry Rice at one point had a 100 rating, but he's considered a 99 thanks to modern Madden judgment. Randy Moss, a member of that club.
Yeah.
Barry Sanders.
Have yet to hear somebody who didn't deserve it, by the way.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Okay, okay.
Peyton Manning.
Uh-huh.
Peyton Manning's Madden 99 rating was 06, 07, 08, 09, 10, and 11. Ray Lewis 11. For 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Tom Brady, Tony Gonzalez, Rob Gronkowski, and Antonio Gates. So you can see the list here.
Who's Calvin the highest
Johnson,
rated bear?
Aaron Rodgers.
I have, it's a 93. I want you guys to guess. He has a 93 overall rating. He's on the Bears, and it is not Jalen Johnson.
It's this year.
This year.
Oh, well, we guessed it backstage, so I'm not going to.
Right.
Then you get, do you know it, Mr. Grody?
Is it the highest rated bear? Would it be DJ Moore?
Nope, he is an 86.
Would it be Montez Sweat?
Nope, it is not. He is a new addition on the team.
He is a new addition. Is he Joe Tooney?
It is Joe Tooney. He is a 93.
Joe damn Tooney. There it is.
Oh, also, yeah. Shout out to Devin Hester, who is also 199 speed.
Also, just want to point out Caleb Williams, 75. Justin Fields, 74.
Urlacher must have been a hundo. Khalil Mack must have been a hundo.
Urlacher is not on this list.
Oh, wow.
But that's not to say he wasn't in the 90s. So Terrell Owens, Troy Polamalu in 2010 and 2012. Yeah, that sounds about right. Ed Reed. Ed Reed would be one of mine.
Ed Reed.
Mike Allstott in 2000.
Pretty good.
Number four.
You're listening to 5 on It on 670 The Score with Layla Rahimi and Mark Grody in for Marshall Harris. And before we get to question number four, we're going to tell you this. Keep listening for your chance to win tickets to see Spiegel & Holmes at Budweiser Brick House in Wrigleyville on Tuesday, August 19th at a special time of 10 to 2. That's when this show's usually on. Special guest Nico Horner will join the guys on site that day during the noon hour. Rahimi and Harris will host the afternoon show that day from 2 to 6. Cubs on Deck is powered by Verizon, the most reliable 5G in Chicago. Visit your local Verizon store today. Now to question number four. The Cubs are embarking on a big road trip. They will take on the NL Central rival Cardinals in St. Louis starting tonight. Pregame begins at 6:40 right here on The Score. Then they will travel to Toronto to face the AL East leading Blue Jays. What is your prediction for the Cubs' record on this very important road trip?
Okay, so here's my issue. This is a very important road trip, but the Blue Jays are one of the hottest teams in baseball.
First place in the East.
Yeah, they're 68-48 now. So when you consider that they're on a heater and the Cubs are 66-48, if you take my 75% chance, point being, I don't necessarily know, especially on the road, if the Cubs are going to be able to take 2 out of 3. I think we might be in a 1 out of 3 is a best case scenario situation there. But my God, the guy's not even real who's starting for the Cardinals today.
Michael McGreevy.
Ronji does a show every day in St. Louis about the Cardinals, and apparently he told Grody doesn't even know what he looks like.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds fake to me.
Right. I thought they hung out, and not only that he don't hang out, as you said, don't know him, doesn't care
Layla,
about him.
Go ahead. Call me daddy.
Never. So, that said, sweep the birds.
Ooh!
Sweep the
Ooh!
Damn birds.
Layla just called for a sweep.
I did. Sweep the leg. Cobra Kai this mess.
Yes.
Go down to St. Louis and show them that they've got a lot of rebuilding to do.
It's a Danielson situation.
And their GM isn't walking through the door next year. They get a whole new dude in Chaim Bloom.
That's right.
So that said, sweep the leg. Take out the birds. As far as the birds to the north, that might be a little trickier. I find it very interesting that these are both bird-themed trips, if you will. And Blue Jays can be pretty annoying. Both at the plate.
They're nasty.
For opposing pitchers and in trees.
In real life.
Blue Jays used to throw little tiny twigs at me. And I was like, I'm just walking under this tree, Blue Jay. Like, you see me every day. I don't do anything to you. What's the point of this?
Right. Why are you so mean?
Yeah.
So pretty, so mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that always how it goes?
Yeah. Mean. That's just mean, man.
Yeah. So the mean girls to the north, that might be a 1 out of 3 series, and I have to handle that.
Yeah.
So then that's that. Okay. If you sweep and you do 1 out of 3, then the math is still mathing in your favor.
I agree with you with Toronto. I don't feel good about that. And more because of what Toronto is doing, because they think they're Milwaukee all of a sudden.
Yeah,
right. You know what I mean?
Your offense had better wake the F up.
I'm saying. Hopefully the wake-up call occurred in that final game of the Cincinnati series where the Cubs finally pounded out 6 runs and hit 3 home runs. But yeah, I'll say the Cubs will lose 2 out of 3 at Toronto. I do think that they will win this series. I'm not as bold as you in thinking the Cubs will sweep. sweep, because you never know when a Michael, you never know when Michael McGreevy will just sneak up on you, and they don't know what's coming. Cubs don't know what's coming from McGreevy, who, by the way, is 3-2 with a 5.08 ERA, a 25-year-old righty who once was the 18th overall pick in 2021. He's only made like a handful of starts in his life,
and again, I don't 5.08 even acknowledge ERA. That year. 2021 was like a gas leak year for me.
You don't have to acknowledge it. That's fine. So the Cubs will take two. The Cubs have hit pretty well against the Cardinals. They've handled them pretty well. They took two out of three from them at home, split a four-game series in St. Louis. I feel, and plus, like, that factor of Busch Stadium not being jacked up like it was last time around, I can't imagine that it's going to be jacked up this time either. So
it's hot outside. It's hot in right field. Oh,
it's going to be like 95 on the turf in St. Louis. So
it's been 95 there.
I'll bet you it's going to be a low-energy audience.
You think those farmers are complaining about the heat when they're out there harvesting and attending to the corn? No.
They need and deserve rain.
Yeah.
Rain.
That's the point here. That's right. The point. Uh-huh. I don't want to hear it from you guys. You just get to sit there and watch a baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
Number five.
All right, the final question. Did Mark Grody take a good photo for his Bears media credential? Now, you can't see the picture, so this is more of like a vibes question, is it not, Grody? How did you feel?
Oh, I felt good. I'll be honest with you. I thought I looked cute in that picture.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The
posture was good. The hair was right. I had a nice collared shirt on. I had shaved. I had gone through the whole facial process. The cream was on. I was good to go. I'm a drunk elephant guy. I'm not going to lie.
You use drunk elephant skincare?
That's a skincare product.
I have a pricey one.
I don't even use
that. I have no idea what that is.
I do not use that stuff.
I had a gentleman in. And this is his words, because this was a guy, he was a gay man. He said, I want to do the whole gay man for the straight man thing. Is that how that goes?
Sure.
And my guy Charles, shout out to my guy Charles. And he was like, here's what you do. You got to get the vitamin C, three squirts of that. And then you get the drunk elephant all day stuff. And you put that on.
Did a serum and a moisturizer?
I've been doing it every day.
I'm so proud of you.
Every day since my guy Charles was like, here's what you do. But Charles, who was always like, I have no intention of aging gracefully.
Wait, do you also use sunscreen?
I do. Oh, yeah. No, I've always been good with... Yeah, he's like, there's rules with sunscreen, too. Charles tells me, you can walk 20 minutes out in the sunshine, and you should. You should. After 20 minutes, then put the stuff on, because you get the natural vitamins that the sunshine brings, and then put on your 50.
Okay, so I did the opposite.
Okay.
And I've never had Botox, and I've never had
Charles
any
thinks
sort of
that everybody
anything.
Should get Botox.
I haven't done it, and I'm over 40.
Nor have I, because that's too expensive.
Yeah, I'm cheap and lazy.
Yes.
I'm not saying I'm not going to get it, but I've just been cheap and lazy, so I haven't done it. And my mom like looks younger than I do. I didn't age as well.
Well,
as
then
her.
You are blessed.
Point being, I do the opposite. You're supposed to be inside for 30 minutes before the sunscreen fully activates.
Okay.
And I say that because by the end of the summer, I look like a road map. Like I tan very easily, so I take the opposite approach. That's just me.
Just have it on the whole time.
But the bottom line is, this is a good picture, Mark Grody.
Thank you. You took
a good picture in your credential. And we typically laugh. It's an inside joke in media because they take pictures from I don't know where, out of outer space. Like,
so
I don't know how they...
This is how like most people view the DMV picture on their ID or driver's license.
But
like,
that
they
one
it.
Is current within 4 years. These, you don't know where they come from. Like, people have been using the most outdated... headshots of me, and I'm like, where did you even find this?
Right, that's why I was glad that they were all updated, because sometimes like you see like you have a credential like 10 years ago and it just reminds you of how young you looked at one point in time. So no, it was great. Like this was last year. The Bears had us all march upstairs at Halas Hall and professionally took our pictures. And yeah, it's a little bit harder to get into Soldier Field these days than it once. We've got the facial recognition thing going on now.
Which is why we don't want to post the credential.
The riffraff has been eliminated.
So for more on this Cubs and Cardinals series, because it is crucial, no matter how you look at it, and it's Cubs and Cardinals,
Cubs-Cards.
We want to bring in Alexa Datt. She is a host and reporter for FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. You also may know her from her time at MLB Network. Alexa is very talented and fun to talk baseball with, so we will do that next here in Raheemy and Harris with Mark Grody on The Score.